Welcome back to another podcast. I am your host, Victor, along with my co-host, Mark. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing good. How are you, Victor?
I'm doing fan-freaking-tastic. We living good. We living beautiful. Nothing can be complained about. The weather's getting better, but it's not hot, but it's getting better. Mm-hmm. Apparently, the heat wave's coming next week. Life is good. Can't complain. Except, you know, I got to complain about something.
Yep. It wouldn't be this show.
If we weren't complaining about something. It's been like a week or two since it happened at this point, but something that I feel like needed to be addressed. It has been addressed before. Obviously, I'm not the first one to bring this up, but like sometimes you got to hear things more than once to get it through people's heads.
To get it across, yeah.
I know either you or Quinn sent it in our group chat and we like briefly touched on it, but I feel like it needs a thorough addressing. I don't know. I'm running out of words and synonyms. But this whole like, I don't even pay attention to the space. We were just singing the theme song before we started. The Yu-Gi-Oh theme song. Apparently there was a tournament and, you know, professional card game tournament. For y'all that don't know, people actually play like the show Yu-Gi-Oh! It's like Yu-Gi-Duel. People actually play that in real life for y'all that don't know and like aren't like nerds like we are. There was a tournament at like a real life place and a woman who was in the tournament like withdrew from the tournament. Because her competitor, either that or like the other person got like penalized. One of the two. Something happened, or I think she backed out, or like the guy got like disqualified. Because the woman that was competing against him complained that he stunk so bad that she refused to play against him to like even continue. So I think either he got removed or she just like was like, I'm cool, I'm done. Not the point. The point is the fact that he stunk that bad in the first place. Because usually these games are like, you have like your mat, and then you can place your cards, your deck, whatever. And it's like, I would say...
It's this distance, I would feel.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was going to say. But like the mat itself is like, I would say like almost like a computer mat, like a full keyboard mat. Or I don't know what else you could call it. Like a cafeteria tray. It's kind of a little bit bigger than that. And we each have one. And we're sitting about this distance in these card games.
Yep.
Do you know how bad you have to smell?
That's a big, yeah.
To smell that from here. Breath is different.
Yeah.
Because like, ha. I take my next turn.
Turn. Place my card in defense.
Yeah, like.
Defense.
Karibo.
Yeah. But, yeah, like, it'd be different, too, because I'm pretty sure this, like, if it was in a room like this, like, that would, I feel like it would make even worse.
Yeah.
Be worse, but like.
True. I don't even, you know, like, what I know saying? What you're about to say, but like, say it so that people know
that. Yeah, the idea that it's in like a bigger place, like open, more open
space. It's in a venue, like a convention, usually like a convention
kind of space. Probably got some fans going on, you know? So it's like the fact that you're in that open space and you're just only smelling this one
that person,
nobody
yeah.
else. You're just
usually
like,
it's like if you're in a big room, like a massive room like that, where it's just literally like hard floor and like walls and they're high ceilings. And it's like, yo, it's hard to kind of like,
it's hard. Yeah. Literally
smelling. It's usually cold in there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So like for that stench to really hit you is bad. But the reason I bring this up is obviously, you know, this
what
person.
Is that smell?
Yeah. What the fuck is that smell? Is he, that guy freaking stinks. And like, I don't know his age. I don't know his background. I don't know what the situation is.
Maybe he just forgot to take a shot. Maybe he didn't have like, water.
I'll be truthful enough to say that everybody in their life has at one point like fell asleep and like, oh shit, I didn't shower yesterday. Like, don't act like y'all, don't front. Like, it's happened even if you're a kid or something, you know, you're tired, whatever. You just pass out.
When I was a young boy, I was pretty dirty. I ain't gonna lie, bro. Like, it was moments where I just was like, I just don't want to shower. And I think it was just the idea that, like, when you're a kid, you just don't want to have to, like, be bothered with that. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. The idea of showering just felt like it was such a grown-up thing, such a nuisance. You're just like, ugh, why don't I take a shower?
I was
that kid for a while.
So, like, I'm just trying to say, like, because you say maybe he forgot to shower. I fell asleep without taking a shower in my life in the past, like, one day. But, like, I may have felt dirty, but I know I didn't, like, outwardly stink to the point where people would know this.
Yeah, where somebody would be like,
yo, like, bro, like, did you shit on yourself? Like, it's never like that. Maybe if I like raise my, maybe I'm a little like a little maybe, funky maybe, or something, but not know? To the point where like if I'm in a room, somebody has to be like on me to smell me.
Not to mention like pick you out, like yeah, in a room of like 20 people, like no, like that person's like
that person you smells like ass,
and it's you. Yeah, it's not like you're trying to figure it out. It's like no,
the guy tries to blame it on the person. No, it's you. I can see the green aura around your body.
Feels good.
Yeah,
just like looking for you. Like no, I know it's you.
So like it's not just you forgot one time. That's somebody who like true, forgot for multiple days.
When it's that bad, there's no way.
And it's not even summertime yet. This happened a couple weeks ago, so this was March.
It has to be just like you're in your room, just arms were closed all closed a couple days, and you're just like no air circulation.
But like that's what I'm trying to get at. I feel like this needs a thorough addressing. And I want to do it from somebody who is also in that same like mind space as them. Because I'm a nerd. I've been a nerd my whole life. And I'll proudly say that I'm a nerd. I like nerdy shit. Anime, dabble in some superheroes, you know, cartoon, whatever you want to call it. Like the card games and all the Funko Pop. I do all that shit. I play video games. I'm with it. Okay? I'm not the nerdiest. But I'm into nerdy shit. And I also like sports, and I like all that. Like, I pay attention to that shit. You know, Sixers in the playoff right now, 7:30, trying to get this done so I could go watch the game after this against the Knicks. Watching Joel Embiid with his two glass knees go at it.
Glass cannon up
there. Yeah. So the point I'm trying to make here is that, like, I'm into those same things. I know Yu-Gi-Oh! I haven't paid attention to Yu-Gi-Oh! In a long time to that extent. Like, the card games, I would like to play, but there's people who don't shower and play. So they don't stink.
Yeah.
And, like, I go to play on that. I'm like, oh, let me just go play this Dark Magician. And they're like, all right, cool. Here's this 12-card turn. You lost. Yeah, it's like, bro, like, I do this for fun and, like, you ruined my day now. Like, yeah, I'm cool.
It's hard. So, amateurs, like, the same.
Yeah, like, people that have a full-time job and, like, other things going on.
Yu-Gi-Oh! Ranked.
Yeah, like, they have that. And so I saw somebody on TikTok. I was like, yo, like, I spent some time on my deck. I'm like, you know, I just got off work. Let me play a little bit. Bro, he was like, I put two or three cards down, gave the guy his turn. Match was over.
It was never my turn again.
He played 18 cards and he brought my life points to zero. I was like, yo, what do I do here? How do you defend against that? I'm sure somebody knows, but like that shouldn't be that way, you know? It should be like a fair back and forth.
That's what I'm saying. It's more so like, okay, once I end my turn, I shouldn't feel like, okay, like, I made the wrong move. Like, yeah, you can make a wrong move.
And like, you can make me pay for it. Yeah. But like, it shouldn't be the end of it. I should be able to come back from that.
Yeah, it shouldn't just be a one turn. Like, what is this? Yeah. So it's, yeah.
And that goes with any game, like video games, whatever else. Like, it's like, yo, like anything in life. It's like, take it easy. Like,
there should be a limit of how many cards you can play in one turn. You know? Mm-hmm. Maybe like three.
There should be, it's a, yo, like, there should be a setting that's like, yo, like TV show rules. Like, yeah, you saw it.
You can't play any more than just three.
He's like, then even, I end my turn.
Yeah, but even TV show rules, bro, they low-key are like crazy. Yeah. Low-key OP. Because then you see them and you're like, yo, if you were actually to play this in real life, you probably would get cooked like crazy.
But the point I'm trying to make here is that, like, I'm not saying this as somebody who's like, oh, like, Yu-Gi-Oh, I'm like, Yu-Gi-Oh, fuck is that? Like, no, like, I watched the show as a kid. I had the little arm job with me and my brother. We used to be in the room just like.
Low-key, you think I might have had that too.
We had the cards laid out. I still got a box of my old cards under my bed. I'll be honest to say that. I'm 25. I'll put that out there. I still got, for nostalgia, you know? But in all my years of being a nerd, I have never, ever, and this is because, you know, thankfully, yes, because my parents, you know, they was on top, whatever. But like, even then, like, I never really had to be told, like, yo, like, go shower. Like, I was just naturally, like, I was a cleanly, hygienic person. And, you know, on top of that, it's like, why not shower as an adult at least once every other day?
Yeah.
I would like to say you should do it every day. But for these people, you know, at least every other day can avoid you getting eliminated from your tournament. Now it's becoming a professional issue. If you go to these tournaments looking to win bread, you fucking a bag up because you don't want to take a shower, bro. What's 15, 20 minutes? Little scrub-a-dub-dub.
Hey, bro, you got to practice my deck, bro. I got to make sure that John's...
Bro, do that from the shower. I don't know, like, something. Even just...
And I'm forgetting the shower. I'm still looking at my deck. I forgot the soap.
And like the drip as a kid, even up till now, it's like, I like nerdy shit, but I also be having that shit on, you know? And it's okay to be a nerd and also have, you know, duality to do both sides. You can be a heavy nerd and still shower. I'm not saying you gotta have the freshest shit on, but you know, still take care of yourself. And that's the thing that upset me about this, because like, that's what's gonna get the headlines, and that's what people are gonna perceive about us, you know?
About us, yeah.
Because we fall under that, and they're like, yo, like,
don't get me wrong. Yeah, I 100% agree, which is why sometimes if I'm ever talking to a girl, it's like I never, ever mention my nerdy side until we get to that comfortable state.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
As soon as you mention that, they're just instantly thinking of that.
Yeah.
Okay, you must sit in your room all day. You must just sit on your TV or
You got one of them like girl pillows or like body size that you sleep next to every
and
night.
And
like
you probably play games with Cheeto dust on your fingers. And yeah, like I'm like, nah, that's not me. I promise you, I shower, I play for a little bit. I might rage. It's natural. But you're never gonna catch me smelling bad. I promise you that.
So yeah, it's like that, and then you also hear like those headlines come out, and you see conventions or people that go to these events. They talk about how like yo, like it stinks here. Like you know, they have like anime cons or like comic cons.
Yeah,
these people they're like super fans of this stuff, which is like yo, commendable. Like even as I get older, like the cosplay shit, some people go really hard for it, and like they do amazing jobs of doing it. Respect. That's your hobby. That's what you do. But you still, once you leave those events, you're still a human being that like shit, eats, pisses, sweats, and like all that other stuff. So like, take care of your business, and it just gives all of us a better name. We have finally gotten to a point where, like, the average person be like, yo, like, I fuck with a little bit of anime. That's cool. It's no problem. We're not going to bully you for it anymore. We're
probably playing COD 2K.
Yeah.
Listening to trap music.
And they're like, yo, Demon Slayer's pretty cool. So, like, you know, I get it.
Yeah.
Y'all wasn't there back then when I was watching 47-part DBZ episodes on YouTube. Y'all wasn't there for the Linkin Park animation music videos.
You wasn't there when I was trying to go Super Saiyan.
Yeah, like, you wasn't there when me and my cousins searching Super Saiyan 100.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
I was really in these trenches back in the day.
Bro, that was crazy, bro.
And that back then, it was like, yo, kind of quiet. Luckily, I found my peoples that also mutually enjoyed it. So we were like, yo, we good, bro.
We good.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like, you watch that Eagles game, bro? I was like, yo, put that episode on Naruto, bro. So it was a different time. Now we're at a point where like anybody's into it. And even people you wouldn't suspect would be into it. And you have professional athletes being outwardly like, yo, like I love this shit. Like I read the mangas. Athletes, I got the statues. I got the
actors, all that stuff.
That's all their shit. And we got to a point where it's like, all right, people back then was like, oh, like, yeah, you're really into Star Wars? Duh. Everybody's really into Star Wars. Now it's like, oh, you're into anime? It's like, cool. Like it's on that same level of like, all right, yeah, you have your stuff that you enjoy about it. So we've come a long way. But this last hump, we got to get over it so we can really get to a good standing.
Just that one little thing.
Because, like, you hear these conventions and you hear these type of people that, like, I'm obviously narrowing down to a small stereotype, but it's, like, the guy that, like, doesn't shower, plays his games all day. It's like, oh, like, women don't like anime. Women don't like this. Women don't give me attention. They think I'm weird. It's like, no, like, you stink, bro. And you also, like, don't interact with women or other people often, or you're socially awkward. You're a little abrasive.
Stuck on that stuff.
And if you just like opened your mind a little bit, you'd realize that they're really they're cool. And we're at a point now where we have streamers and content creators, and like there are attractive women that stream video games, love anime, have all the shit. And it's like you can't blame that anymore. Like you got to come to a point where you realize like you're the issue, bro.
Mm-hmm.
So like it's not that hard to, you know, shower once a day, shave once a week. Yeah, put some deodorant on, manscape a little.
Let's also, let's do that a little bit. Let's not like let our hair grow to our butt crack.
Yeah, you can have long hair, just make it look healthy.
Yeah, exactly.
Maintain it. Get a cut once a month.
Yeah.
If you have long hair, or even longer, sometimes if your long hair is longer, once a month don't hurt.
Mm-hmm.
Buy some face soap. Doesn't make you homosexual to clean your face, or shave, or clip your toenails. Clean under the nails. Also, when you're bathing, clean past your waist. The legs aren't that far. Don't let the water run down.
Don't try to trickle it down. Think, hey, yeah, that's good enough.
Get rid of the 18-in-1 shampoo, conditioner, body wash, face cream, lotion. Separate them. Shampoo, condition, body, like some type of body bar, soap, whatever.
Lotion.
And if you want to razzle dazzle, get a body wash in there with some scent on it. You don't have to, but this is just, you know, spitting game.
Yeah, we're just trying to help you guys.
Yeah.
We're trying to help our own brothers out.
Yeah, because I'm tired of like the stereotype, you know what I mean? And then also when you out the shower, little face lotion, little body lotion, deodorant.
This became into a hygiene.
It needs to be reiterated. This I'm not the first one.
Is sponsored by
what's that one? Manscaped. And what's that like Sasquatch soap or whatever? I don't know if you've seen those.
They got all the
yeah. You know, if you want to get to the advanced
even
levels,
that, even that, maybe like trying to like make it fun too.
Yeah,
like, they had like some Star Wars stuff with the Sans Rep. Like, yeah. Come on, like
Spider-Man ones.
Yeah, and, get like, into it.
Marvels.
Like, they tried.
You know, if you got the facial hair, trim the facial hair. Get a little beard oil. These are getting into extracurriculars, but like just the bare minimum will get you a long way.
That's intermediate.
Yeah,
we're just trying to get you to the beginner.
These are all important things that could get you not eliminated, not disqualified from the Ugo tournament, but also potentially leaving with a girlfriend with the same interest as you. If you just take care of yourself.
She saw you win that match, and then when she got in front of you, she was like,
wow. Yo, he kind of cute too.
Wow.
And he knows the thing. He likes the things that I like. Win-win. You're already at a convention of people that already enjoy the same thing as you. So that's already is like, oh, like I don't know what to talk to them about. You could just talk to them about the thing that you do all day, every day.
Exactly.
And just don't be weird. Just be like, hey, take things slow. Say hi, hello, how are you? Play a little game. You know, add me on Discord. Add me on Reddit.
Try to say hi. Like, it's time to duel.
Like, yeah,
no. Stop, that's not Brandon. What I meant. Brandon, stop. Just say hi.
Yeah.
It's like so hard.
So these are just, you know, the little things that we can do to make things better. And also just don't be, you know, weird. Just treat them as a human being. And then this is how you lead to no longer being an incel and having somebody in your life that you can talk to and enjoying life. And you don't get eliminated from tournaments and you can continue your life. And you can go to these conventions and not have to bring Febreze with you. Mark and I and Q are going to a convention in a couple of weeks that Q wanted to go to. It was a fan expo in Philadelphia. If y'all catch us there, say what's up. Yeah, probably won't, but it is what it is. I'm trying to live my YouTuber moment. Yeah, we're going to be there. And the first thing I told Q and Mark, I was like, yo, like, we might need to have, like, mask with Febreze on them or something. Because if it's funky, I'm going to be mad. Because it's going to be Cinco de Mayo weekend. It's going to be May.
Yeah.
Spicy hot. We're supposed to get a heat wave on Monday. Next Monday. So, like, if y'all funky. And me and Q, before we went to go grab dinner that other time, we went to another little expo. It was cool there. It wasn't, like, too crowded. They had the doors open, though. So, wind was flowing. So, no stench.
Circulation.
Exactly. So yeah, I'm just looking out for you guys, man. I'm not the first person to say this, but if more people talk about it, things get easier, you know, becomes more commonplace. 100%, yep. So just, you know, a little self-reflection. And also, like, cool, I'm trying to play too. Like, take it easy on me. I work 40 hours a week.
Although I'm giving you this advice.
Look out for me too.
Let me play.
So that's really all I gotta say about that. Because it's a problem within the community, around the community.
Yeah,
you see a guy and he fits a specific look and you just know he's not bathing regularly.
Yeah, you can tell. Oversized shirt, shorts to go past the knees.
Monster cans.
To the ankle.
Yeah. Anime hoodie, but not like the cool ones. The ones that like, it's just like the same pattern all over the place a bunch of times. It's like that weird material that I hate.
Yeah. Greasy hair.
Mm-hmm.
You can see that a mile away. Just like, yikes.
It's so simple, you know?
It's low key, like my neck wants to go like this because I'm picturing myself walking by one of them.
And that's wild.
I'm like,
they didn't even pick their arm up yet.
Exactly. Yeah.
Because like you said, it was like, oh, like when you talk to somebody new, like you will like kind of conceal it for a little bit for that reason. For me, I'm like all out there with it. I'm just like, yo, like this is my shit. This is what I do. If it's an issue, gone. Because why would I want to delay them being like, ew, like you like this and that.
Makes sense. I feel like I would be like that now.
Yeah.
For sure. Because it's just more so like it makes it easier. And who knows? Maybe again, they might like it too.
So exactly.
It's like an easier conversation starter.
And that don't mean that they got to like it. At least respect that I like it. Because I don't care that you watch what you watch. So we just don't give me a problem.
We're just not watching Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah. Like that's fine. It's like you judging me. For watching a show that I grew up on, like Naruto or some shit like that, but you, like 20 some, maybe early 30 years old, watching Disney movies like they came out yesterday. So it's like, what's the difference? It's all make believe.
Just watched our kids.
It's all cool. You wearing a bunch of different Disney attire. What's the difference? It's all animated. It's all fake. Little Mermaid not popping out.
Nope.
Naruto not popping out, and I know that, and I'm okay with that, but I still enjoy it. And I still bathe.
What if you did?
And then it's like, if you at them conventions, let's just change the narrative, you know?
Yeah.
So, no need to be stanky. That's my one thing. Like, there's never any need to be stanky, ever. Because if I were to make a clip out of this and like put it up, And like, say if it got traction and people started having this discussion around it, people were like, oh, but like you're judging because people don't know, you don't know their situation. Maybe they're depressed. Maybe they don't have the money. It's like, yo, like you can go to the dollar store and get shampoo, conditioner, fucking Iris Spring, whatever, take whatever's there, yeah. Dial soap and be cool. It's not going to be the top best soap, but you'll be but clean.
Dang.
Yeah, you don't have to buy the top, you know, expensive ass bottles of like shampoo, conditioner and shit. You can buy the bare minimum. It's still going to make you smell, if not clean, if not just neutral.
Yeah.
You don't smell like anything, which yeah. is a good smell to have. Anything.
That's fine. That is fine. It's, you know, for somebody who is going from stanky, I think neutral is
yeah, like if you just smell like air and skin, that's a win.
Air and skin, bro. Air and skin.
Sometimes that's better than being like overpowering with some crazy yeah, Aqua yeah. DiGio ass smell.
This is true. This is true. That's going to help.
Some Dior Sauvage.
Exactly.
Not everybody, not a lot of the ladies like the Sauvage. They think it's overplayed, overdone.
This is exactly what I was saying the other day. I agree. Yeah. For all y'all people who still wear it, thanks. But yeah.
I don't have a bottle. But like, hey, and also, if you're like, oh, it's too expensive, bro. All my, the majority of my colognes these days, Marshalls, Ross, Burlington, they got the bottles of like Versace, Gucci, all that shit. You just got to find it on a good day when they restock. 30 to 50, you getting some shit that's worth 100. And I do it all the time. I pop in randomly just to see what's out there. Now, if it's something that's a little more popular and I want to spend it, I spend it. That's like a little treat for me. Mm-hmm. But for the entry level, there's plenty of options out there that's for y'all to stank. They don't need to stank no more. And that's just my nerdy love letter to y'all.
What do you think about like, what do you think about the Axe?
That's the issue. I feel like that's what they lean on because it's so powerful that it's going to mask the fact that they don't shower. I've never been an Axe person.
I was thinking about that. I was like,
It's cheap, but it's cheap for a reason because it's so strong. If you're going to use it, it's got to be like a, like this far
somebody
and like
else is spraying.
And like half tap and like walk through it. At least then it's like, all right, you'll smell it. Like it's a hint. People that use Axe is already strong as shit and they're just like, now you wore this outfit, put it in the washer 3 times and it still smells like it. That's another thing too. Wash your clothes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That could be another issue.
It could be, you know, it attracts, it stays on, it sticks.
Wash laundry mats, quarters, bro. And they got the little detergent box over there, $1.25. Mm-hmm. Clink, clink, clink. And you Gucci. I will say though, I didn't use the Axe body spray. But I wanted that little body scrub thing so bad. You know what I'm talking about?
Wait, no. No, I didn't.
It was like a little gear. It had like the sponge in the middle. That shit was fire, bro. Do they still make those? I might buy one today. I'm not going to use the Axe stuff.
Yeah,
but like that scrubber looked good, though. Like it looked like it got the job done. Like what's the little ones that's like?
The loofahs?
It's a loofah, but it's like net. It's like almost like a net material. It's like women, you'll see women use them more often. It's like, it'll be like blue or pink, whatever. It's like a loofah, but it's like whatever. They like the thing would be like, it would be the hard scrubbing part in the center, and then around the edge they would have like the loofah-y part. So like you could do everything with it. So I was like, yo, this is dope. And this is me as a young kid being like, yo, I could be clean, man. I'm be scrub everything.
That's what got Victor excited.
Yeah.
I could be even more clean.
Yeah. And then you know, Q-tips, cheap. Clean your ears out, even though you're not supposed to. You get to the ear, but like we're at the basics, you know.
Yeah.
Tweezer. Another thing too, Marshalls, Burlington, Ross. Get a little clipper. You could, you know, make sure you're good. Brushing the teeth, floss, brush, and mouthwash. That's all you need. Simple things, man, to be clean. If I get to a point where like I have a big following, or like this blows up, I want to make a series just about this.
Just
to save the youngins. Raise them up, gang the gaming community, make them smell clean, anime community.
We'll start at like the basics.
Because we've been into that stuff since we were kids. And as I get older, I feel like I only get more nerdier.
Yeah,
more nerdy. Because like now I got the money to buy the shit.
The gates are open.
Yeah, the gate. Like, and now I'm like, I don't give a fuck. I've had girlfriends in the past and I will have girlfriends in the future. So it's not like this thing is stopping me. Nope. The lady's still coming whether I watch Naruto or not.
Whether or not I still Naruto run.
Exactly. I'll run them to the car like that. I'm like, where are you going?
Where are you going? Give me your hand. You're not going nowhere.
So it's only getting worse because I'm getting money to the point where I could buy this stuff on the side. Get the Funko Pops, get the little anime statues, and now I'm just like, yo, as a cowboy, like, yo, I never read manga. That's like too nerdy. Now I'm like, yo, where the books at? I'm trying to read. If I can't read, you know, fucking Dune because I can't lie to myself and act like I enjoy it, at least let me read through some manga where I know it's like, all right, this is my shit for real.
Yeah.
I'll read through Full Metal. I'll read through fucking Attack on Titan or whatever. I'll read through whatever the fuck I want because I enjoy it and it's still reading at the end of the day.
Yep.
I'm not going to lie to myself and act like I enjoy freaking Shakespeare. I know it's important history, but like I'm too dumb for it. And that's not me self-deprecating. Wow. It's just a fact.
Romeo.
So if you take anything from today, not that I'm an expert, but I have a little information to give. Don't stink so much that you get kicked out of a tournament. Now you fucking up the bread. And now you fucking up your reputation at these tournaments because a lot of the same people go to these tournaments. They can be like, yo, like, you the boy that got kicked out last time because you smell like ass.
And I still smell
you. Yeah, and you didn't change it. I'm about to get you kicked out again.
So did he get kicked out? Or was it you said, well, you said you weren't sure, right?
Yeah, I think she backed out because of it and he was penalized for smelling.
Okay. I was about to say, because low key, I'm not saying, I'm not condoning this. But imagine
it's like a strat tactic.
No. Like so bad.
No, but he also had to be, because yeah, like otherwise she would have.
Yeah. She could have cooked them, bro.
Yeah. Wild. But like that's like valid though. Like I would do the same thing if like I was in front of them, like, yo, you stink, bro. Like either we move these tables apart.
Throw a flag.
Yeah, like either we move these tables apart or like I'm out. Like I don't really care. So shit is wild. A lot of other shit going on in the world, but like I didn't want to make sure that was put out there.
Let's be clean.
Yeah.
Let's be clean.
Drake's sending replies back to Kendrick and like the rest of the hip hop game is trying to include themselves, sending AI, Tupac at him and Snoop Dogg. We talked about this shit too before all this. We talked about this when, what was it? Like That? Is that the name of the song? Kendrick's
Joint.
When that shit dropped and everybody was freaking out about it, we talked about it on the way here. It was like, yo, like, why is everybody else trying to include themselves? I think we said in the podcast too. Everybody trying to include themselves in this beef. And look at what's happening. Rick Ross, like Metro Boomin, Future, The Weeknd, Kanye. Everybody's coming at Drake and some partially J. Cole. And it's like, yo, like, why are y'all trying to solve? Big Sean threw himself in there. He's not even beefing. He just wanted to be a part of the conversation. Like, I don't get it. And then we said Chris Brown as a joke. Here comes Chris Brown coming at Quavo. Lethal, bro. He was saying crazy. You hear it?
I did not. Wait, was it a song? Or?
Yeah, he did a rap diss track about Quavo.
I remember something about seeing something about Quavo. I don't think I saw that it was from Chris Brown.
His shit was a legit like diss track, and like he killed Quavo. Compared to Drake, I was saying this the other day. I was like, yo, the fact that we have the big three of like Kendrick, Cole, and Drake in a rap beef, and they're not really like they all have been disappointing with their responses. Like J. Cole's John, it was okay. It was my least favorite song on that mixtape. He ended up taking it down and apologizing. Kendrick, all he said was, it's no big three, it's just big me. That's not really a diss. He's just saying, I'm really good at my job. Like, I'm better than all y'all. That's, if anything, that's just him being braggadocious than a diss.
That's just him, you know, just trying to respond to content.
Drake, I will give him credit. He came out and was like, yo, Metro, shut the fuck up and make some drums. And was making posts and shit. And he was like, yo, Kendrick's like a size 7 sneaker. And he's like short. Like, he was just like, I'm coming at you. Rick Ross, like, you fat as fuck. Future, I fucked your girl. Whatever the hell they got going on. The Weeknd, you, I don't know what you doing over there. And then he did that. It came out like a week before it leaked.
Yeah.
Everybody heard it. Everybody's like, oh, is it AI? Is it him? Turns out it was him. He released it a week later himself. And then they was like, yo, like, Kendrick, where you at? And they was like, oh, like, give him time. He had a week. First person shooter came out months before until he dropped his Like That. So he had time.
Yeah.
Drake dropped his joint. He had a week to say anything. He ain't say nothing yet. Drake made an AI song with Tupac and Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg handed off the keys to rap, a West Coast rap to Kendrick years ago. Yeah. He's like, yo, what's up with that? Why you not coming at him? Tupac said, hey, yo, like, you gonna let him do you like that?
Tupac
AI Tupac.
Yeah.
Tupac. Drake threw a verse on there too. And that's two verses in a 1 week span, basically. It's still nothing from Kendrick. Kanye did a remix. They dropped a second album, Future and Metro. Everybody's saying something's coming, but like ain't nothing coming. We don't know what's going on.
I will say though, that like it is kind of interesting to see this though, in a sense of like it's almost like a movie in a sense. Like we're waiting just to kind of see the back and forth, mm-hmm. like the sequels, like what's happening next, and it's all through music, which is kind of funny.
It's a bunch of grown men writing poems about each other.
Yeah, because it could be just straight up just a post, just writing something out. But
or like, they could just call each other, yeah, or DM each other, yeah, or see each other,
or they can like you know talk like normal humans. Yeah, yeah. But this is the rap industry, so we're gonna make sure they throw all their disses and talk
to. But ain't nobody rapping. And then, like, Chris Brown was talking about Quavo, because I guess they had beef, and apparently it's been, like, long running. And, like, everybody always says that, and then they pull out footage, like, yeah, like, I'm like, oh, damn, they really was not fucking with each other. But he was like, yo, like, your nephew got shot. I'm talking about the Migos. And he was like, we all wished it was you instead. And then he was like, oh, yeah, you talking about girl now, talking about Sweetie. Like, we used to talk, whatever, that used to be my girl, now you with her, you all have because you with her. But, like, I fucked her while you was with her. And then everybody's like, sweeties. And it's like, yo, why the fuck I got brought into it? Why you snitching on me?
That freaking 50 Cent.
why you say fuck me for? And everybody, and Quay wasn't yet to say anything yet. He's probably still over there arguing with Sweetie. Like, why the fuck you, why you let him get that on me?
Why you let Breezy do that to me?
So I'm like, yo, you would think having the three guys that are like the big three-headed monster of our generation against each other, and they're not really going that crazy on each other. And I'm not saying it in a way that I'm a fan of one person over the other.
Yeah, it's just respected more.
I'm personally like, I resonate with Cole more. Drake has great hits and I enjoy his music. And I also appreciate the artistry of what Kendrick is overall. And I know he has the ability to snap on these people, but why are you not snapping?
Come from Kenny.
Like, where you at? Yeah, like, unless in this album he drops another Control or some other shit where he's just like, yo, really rapping, coming at these people. Because there's ammunition to come at these people for.
There is. There's a lot.
I just need to see what the methods of the madness is. But like every time we release an episode, something else major happens and then we don't get to talk about it until like a week after.
Yeah.
So hopefully by the next time that this comes out, there's something to speak about it. Something. At least a warning or something. Absol, which is a member of TDE, of Kendrick, where he used to be a member of TDE, now he has PG Lang, his own platform. Absol is like close friend of his. They've been rapping together since they was early in the game. He was like, yo, something's... He tweeted out in all caps, like, yo, like something's in the works, something coming. But he didn't really say what it was about, but people were like, yo, he's about Kendrick. So maybe there is something coming. But we'll never know. But we're out of time here, so we're going to hop up out here. So if there's anything that you learned today, is to wash your ass, trim your hairs, brush your teeth, make sure you look good and smell good so you can go to these conventions and go to these places where people you like might be at. And you smell all right, and you can be nice to them and talk to them, make friends, make relationships, have babies, do what you want to do. Also, if you're in a rap beef and you initiated, maybe you should really start like being more active when you're talking about a said rap beef. Some could argue that Drake started it. Some people said it's longer running than what it is. We'll never know because we're not a part of these people's lives.
Yep.
But if I know if I release something where I know it's going to be something popping off, I'm going to start writing like off rip, like getting ready for a reply.
Oh, yeah.
But that's just me. I'm not a rapper. But I'm not a rapper, though.
But I'm not a rapper. Yo, what if he
pops in? No. But all right, that's it, guys. We love you. Appreciate all the support. We'll see you next time. Bye.